Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week, Near FM's year-long series promoting poetry. The series is a collaboration between Near FM, local poets, and members of the community. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is Night by Tin Ujevic, read now in English and Croatian by Lidija Radicic.
Noćas se moje čelo žari, noćas se moje vjeđe pote, i moje misli san ozari, umrit ću noćas od ljepote. Duša je strasna u dubini, ona je zublja u dnu noći, plaćimo, plaćimo u tišini, umrimo, umrimo u samoći. Tonight my brow is all agleam. Tonight, sweat burns my eye. My mind is blessed with a dream. Tonight, of beauty I shall die. The soul is passionate down deep. It's a torch that shines night by. In silence, let us weep, oh weep. In solitude, let us die, oh let us die.
Notturno by Tin Ujevic, read there wonderfully by Lidija Radicic.
Lidija. Well done. Thank you.
You got my pronunciation.
All right the chosen in the right place, yeah.
Lidija, tell us, why did you choose this poem?
Do you know what? If I think about how the, you know, like something like a famous poem or something that would truly do justice to poetry in Croatia, this would definitely be one of the poems. It's like definitely first one that would spring to mind. And it's very simple, but very deep at the same time. I'd love for more people to actually know about it.
So the poem is called Notturno, which translates, of course, to night. In English, or nocturnal. It's quite close to the English translation. Tell us about the poem, Lidija. What's happening in this poem?
It's fairly simple and in not a lot of words. He says so much. So he starts off talking about a dream, and in the line, "Tonight of beauty I shall die," it makes us believe that he's talking about a woman, maybe, that he's dreaming of. So it's, you know, kind of when you're struggling in your sleep and you're having this wonderful dream, it's that sort of a thing. And then he kind of turns it around really, really quick into something completely different. And he talks about the soul and a passion down deep. And then when you wake up, it's all in the silence and solitude. It's that's how you die. So it went from this beautiful dream into basically dying all alone. And it's, you know, like when you kind of wake up at night and you have like billions of thoughts in your head and they're all unorganized, it's that sort of a thing.
It's a massive switch in the poem,
isn't it?
In tone,
yeah,
and atmosphere. Yeah, yeah,
massively different.
This poem, it was written way back 1926.
It was 1926, yes.
Yeah, and it's one of his more famous poems.
It's definitely one of the most famous poems. Yeah. I remember reading this, you know, we were in school and we would have classes about poems, like his poems, especially this one, yeah.
Would you say that he's, I don't know, Croatia's national poet? Do you think?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. As far as I know, he was born in Croatia. He did quite a lot of work in Croatia, and definitely he would be celebrated as one of the greatest Croatian poets, yeah.
But at the time of his birth, it wasn't Croatia.
It wasn't
part of the Yugoslav.
It was Yugoslavia, but it was part of Croatia in Yugoslavia.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. But I was, because I know he moved a lot, he moved around a lot during his life. From city to city in like very different nations.
For Yugoslavia, yes.
At this time. So that brings me to this question. This is one that we're quite familiar with in Ireland. We've got obviously a huge diaspora in Ireland. So there's people of Irish descent living in England and America.
Yeah.
And Irish people, we always like to claim these writers.
Of course, yes.
As is that similar with Tin Ujevic?
No, I wouldn't think it's similar with him, because the part where he was from wouldn't have been like a border part.
Okay.
Do you know?
Okay,
but like for you know, border part, you'd definitely have that. Yeah, you'd have that. I think Tesla, he was born in a little village in Serbia, which is Croatia now. So you always have this, oh, is it Serbian or Croatian?
Oh, okay.
So, you know, things like that. Yeah. But no, not for Tinuevich, no.
And it was obviously a very politically turbulent time. You're talking most of his 1920s, life.
1920s, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So he lived through the First World War, lived through the Second World War,
yeah.
And then died sometime in the 1950s. I think he died. But what about yourself? Since school, are you a big reader of poetry or?
Poetry, not hugely, not I have hugely. To say. I run a radio show called Balkan Beats here on the same radio on the Near FM. And I started doing that just because I felt I need to get back with the roots, so to say, to kind of get in the connection with my heritage, with the Balkan heritage. So I don't do poetry all that much, although that actually gives me an idea for like a little minute or two in the show. That would be actually great to add. But it's always good to kind of remind yourself of all the cultural heritage you had from the country that you're from. Like I've been living in Ireland for a very long time, but it's, you know, and poetry might not be my go-to thing, but it definitely has so much to offer that you kind of just forget about it.
And getting back to that different influence, I mean, Tinuevich himself, he was quite a prolific translator. I mean, he translated a huge amount of work.
He did, absolutely. I think he did a lot of French translations. He did American translations. So, especially poetry, but also a lot of thesis work and diplomatic work. He was an extremely smart person.
And it's kind of sad, but very, very interesting in Croatian history, because for a part of his life, while he was working for the Yugoslav government, he was actually forbidden to continue his writing career because he had a post.
Exactly, because when he was younger, there was quite a lot of political uprising, and which is just the time, I believe, and it was fairly common for quite a lot of poets at the time, or artists for that matter, to be politically aware and to be outspoken. When he was working as a translator, he was not allowed to do any of his own writing because that just wouldn't go down with the government.
I mean, we had the very same in Ireland. There was censorship here.
Absolutely,
up until the 60s and the 70s,
There was even, I remember, like even when I was a kid and Yugoslavia fell apart, there was huge amount of censorship at the time because we were Croatia then. We were not Yugoslavia anymore. So a lot of bands, like music you would listen to that were huge in Yugoslavia, they just got banned.
Wow.
And, you know, and it's like, and it's literally, you know, talking about a cultural heritage, it's literally taking a part of your culture that you grew up with and forbidding it to you.
And did a black market grow up for people buying CDs?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Of course it did, yeah.
So and
it only lasted for a few years because you couldn't, like, you can't, like, how are you going to forbid somebody to listen to a song, you know? It's like, it doesn't quite work that way. And it was huge for the time.
Yeah. I suppose just the mark of the man himself, Tinuevich, like, one of the most prestigious poetry awards now in Croatia.
It is, yes, absolutely. And I think I read it's also one of the most used name for the streets in Croatia. So everywhere you go.
So he's kind of like a Daniel O'Connell figure.
That kind of is, yeah. Everywhere you go, you'll find Tinuevich Street, yeah.
Lydia, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Morgan.
Tinuevich is considered to be one of the great European poets of the first half of the 20th century. A masterful linguist, he translated numerous works from other poets such as Baudelaire, Conrad, and Edgar Allan Poe. While he also wrote essays, short stories, and critical pieces himself, it is for his poetry that he will be chiefly remembered. The Tinuevich Award is the most prestigious award in Croatian poetry. Lydia Radicic is a digital marketing specialist who has been broadcasting for TV and radio with Near FM for over 4 years. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at Near FM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Poem of the Week is broadcast every Monday at 12 noon and every Saturday at 10 a.m. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.